Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting 7th. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting 8th. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Hoskins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Hoskins. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The catcher, Frank House. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila scores. Doby moves to second. It's 1-0. Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. Wertz moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon fires to first and picks off Bowling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Westlake moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Ralph Branca now pitching. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragon takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoskins strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund pinch hits for Ralph Branca. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bilardi. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a line drive towards short. Keen catches it and throws to first to double up Wirtz. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn juggles the ball. That's an error on Glenn. Sushok moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sushok scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Bob Miller. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Art Houdeman now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Gray now pitching. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Narragon moves to second. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Glenn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman juggles the ball. That's an error on Houdeman. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland is walked intentionally. Rudy Regalado pinch hits for Hal Narragon. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-0 in the game. Houdeman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling strikes out. 1 out. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Ted Gray. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Glenn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling catches it and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Westlake moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Westlake tags and scores. Hegan tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Houdeman moves to second. It's 13-3, Indians. Hank Majeski pinch runs for Bobby Avila. Reno Bertoia now playing third base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Houdeman moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Dave Pope pinch runs for Larry Doby. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Dave Pope now playing center field. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 3 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive to center field. Pope throws towards Majeski. Majeski fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Majeski. Bilardi moves to third. Sushok moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bilardi scores. Sushok scores. Marlowe moves to second. It's 13-5, Indians. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 4 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. Bilardi moves to second. It's 13-6, Indians. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.